greeting you on this, the 18th Sunday after the day of Pentecost, and a very momentous day in my own life and in the lives of many volunteers here at St. Paul's. And I hope for the life of our entire parish and community, because we celebrate this day the launch of St. Paul's Center for Hope and Healing. The Center for Hope and Healing is a new mission and outreach of this parish, which offers counseling, education, support, and resources, not only to people here at St. Paul's, but also to those within the greater community. I'd like to frame my reflections with you, first in the context of this new ministry, but also in the context of our gospel story this morning, and using a few words from the passage from Timothy. Our gospel lesson gives us this wonderful story of Lazarus. Now, this is not Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, but Lazarus, the poor man, Lazarus, the beggar, the sick, perhaps even leprous one, who apparently lived his life literally on the steps of a rich man in the hopes of eating the scraps that the rich family threw away each day. It is important to note that the story does not give us the name of this rich man. Yet, oddly enough, the story lets us know that the rich man actually knew the name of the poor man on his doorstep. Herein lies the central message I bring for our consideration this morning. Though we do not always notice, there is a poor one at our doorstep. There is a person in need in our pathway, in the pew beside us, living next door to us, a person somewhere, and maybe we literally have to walk around that person to continue on our way. At a PTA meeting, in choir practice, in a class that we attend, in our place of employment. And indeed, I would dare say that we are all people in need at one time or another in our lives, and we all know someone who is in need at a particular time in their lives. And thus, I suggest that there are unlimited opportunities, unlimited, I'm afraid and sorry to say, opportunities, as Timothy speaks, to be rich in good works, to be generous, and to be ready to share. I arrived here at St. Paul's near the 1st of January in the year 2000. On what I remember as my first afternoon at work, George, I'm calling the wise rector today, asked me to go for a ride with him so that he could introduce me to someone that John Gibson, my predecessor, had been caring for, along with others in the parish. So I, of course, said yes and went with George, following actually in my own car, so that after this introduction, he could slip away while I sat on the porch and got to know one of our longtime members, who could not drive and was basically at home alone most of the time. The former rector here, Charles Hawking, had promised this woman's grandmother many years before that he would watch over her granddaughter after she was gone. And what I found is that St. Paul's was doing just that. Through personal relationships, through financial support, through transportation and through visits, St. Paul's was assisting this person and her husband as they struggled to manage their lives. It is clear to me today that my relationship with this couple changed my life, and dare I say, began to change the ministry of pastoral care here at St. Paul's. Through this particular story and through several others that many of us can call to mind quickly, we came to recognize that our ministry of pastoral care might get quite complicated, quite challenging, and even a little messy at times as we attempted to support those like Lazarus in our gospel story, the least of these in our midst. A second point of history is that within a couple of years of my coming to St. Paul's, the leadership of the Care and Share ministry was rotating off. So we had a gathering to thank the outgoing leaders and to talk about what might come next. And out of that conversation, sitting in a circle in the parish hall and telling stories, some of you may remember that evening, there were less than 20 of us there. That small beginning has grown a ministry that is still called Care and Share, and today involves over 150 members of our parish as caregivers and countless others of us who have received care when it is needed. The care that we offer here at St. Paul's has broadened in many ways due to the excellent skills and talents of everyone involved in Care and Share in the leadership team these past 8 years. And now we are opening ourselves again to partner with a new mission and vision. Many other volunteers have joined in the development and planning for the Center for Hope and Healing, where we expand ourselves to offer services beyond the walls of this campus. When I think at first of the vision for the Center for Hope and Healing, I wish that I could have been a fly on the wall during the months or years after Jesus died, when his friends were trying to figure out and remember what he meant by the things that they thought they heard him say. Care for the widows and the orphans. Go and sell everything that you have. Seek nothing but the kingdom of God, and all of your other needs will be met. Astonishing and unrealistic teaching at the least. Idealistic at best. And yet also, in many ways, these teachings represent glimpses of the kingdom of God that you and I have experienced together in the times that we have, for example, walked alongside those who suffer, when we have visited those who are sick, when we have stretched ourselves to support the needs of others, when we have buried our friends, our loved ones, when we have counseled the weary and downtrodden, when we have shared our own story as support and care for self and another. I truly expect that the Center for Hope and Healing will give us broader opportunity to be generous and ready to share, as the letter of Timothy suggests, and to look instead of to look away from the person in need who is in our midst. I expect that the Center for Hope and Healing will give all of us opportunities to learn and grow and to seek in particular ways the transformation of life that we speak of so often from this pulpit. Well, George talks down there. One vision for the center is that anyone who wishes to join us will find a place here. There are countless volunteer opportunities to help grow the center. Today, during the coffee hour between services, we presented a new PowerPoint, and we had several of our practitioners there that people could meet and greet and learn about the courses that are being offered right now and some courses that are going to be offered in the coming weeks. I know some of you were able to be there and some of you were not. Please go on to our parish website and look under the adult section for information about the Center for Hope and Healing, and we will soon have a separate individual website. When we talk here at St. Paul's about transformation leading us toward change in our lives, we're talking about our personal lives and our lives as families and friends and our life as a community of faith. Just as we have offered ourselves in service and in ministry to one another through Care and Share and through our friendships and in our neighborhoods and small groups, we invite you now to join us as we build here for ourselves and for people in the surrounding communities a place for counseling services that they can afford, a place for support groups that will assist them through difficult times and challenging life issues, classes that will teach life skills, spiritual development programs, a center that will look at the whole person to address the well-being of each one we serve from perspective of body, mind, and spirit. We are venturing out now into new waters, not totally unknown, but not yet chartered by us together as a community of faith. And we go with strength of conviction. We go with a clear vision, and we go with much energy and excitement about where it is that we are headed. I hope that you will join us. I hope that you will take advantage of these wonderful learning opportunities. And I hope that you will learn to notice the least of these in our midst. Let us together be rich in doing good works. Let us be generous with one another. Let us be ready to share as we journey in faith together. Amen.